from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A new private members bill that targets making important changes and additions to the Ontario Ministry of Transportation has been presented by Meshkegwak James Bay New Democratic MPP Guy Bourgoin. Bourgoin would staff inspection stations for at least 12 hours a day on Highways 11 and 17, make testing mandatory for truck drivers by qualified MTO staff, and return winter highway maintenance to the province. Bourgoin says supporting the bill shouldn't be about party politics, but about the safety of motorists and northerners.
So we ask the government to look at this bill closely and work with us. And we, you know, bring it to committee. We can amend it so that everybody's happy with it, but we'll make a difference.
Bourgoin says highways are a lifeline in the north, and residents deserve the same level of safety and oversight as any other part of the province. Premier Doug Ford has invited Canada's premiers to join the Council of the Federation summer meeting this July in Cottage Country. Ford says premiers are seizing the momentum coming out of the recent First Minister's meeting in Saskatoon to move projects that will unleash Canada's economy forward. The province says the Huntsville meeting, taking place over the July 21st weekend, comes at a critical time for Canada and will be an opportunity to discuss nation-building projects as well as how to navigate Canada-U.S. relations and making our communities safer. While in Muskoka, premiers will also meet with leaders of national Indigenous organizations to discuss economic reconciliation and development. $7,500 last year was nice. It's how much Timmins won in Participaction's most active community competition for being most active in Ontario in all of June. This year, a confident community programs manager, Megan Baranek, says we can win $100,000 for being most active in all of Canada. Participaction coordinates the competition. If you report any physical activity you do this month, it goes towards the total.
However, if we get organizations to join and then track what they're doing, those numbers go straight into the overall community score. So we definitely want to encourage organizations to register a little more than they did last year to bring us to the top.
Baranek says anyone can do it. Last year's prize money paid for a climbing wall at the Sportsplex pool. Baranek says another survey this year will determine how it's used. And a brand of birth control pills is being recalled after complaints that a package contained an extra row of placebos. Health Canada says it involves seasonal birth control pills. If your package contains a second row of the white placebo pills, return them to your pharmacy for a replacement. Health Canada says the affected products have expiry dates of January and September 2026.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.